8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear Rami George and Jay Midden's Virtues for Broadcast, recorded in the fall of 2022 at the Wave Farm. It is somewhat about the Samaritan Foundation, a New Age spiritual cult that Rami George's family was involved in the early 1990s that had beliefs against radio. Here is Virtues for Broadcast from Rami George and Jay Midden on the Radio Art Hour.
Healing the world must start with healing the self. This book holds the ancient mysteries through which personal transformation is made possible. If the applicant is sincere and willing to change. The dilettante will benefit little except through some intellectual titillation. This book was written not for dinner table discussion, but at great price and with great courage by a traveler within such mysteries, in hope of helping humanity out of chaos. Since it merely recites the principles of the mysteries, it shall be considered anonymously and gnostically written. For man cannot hope or presume to create the laws and virtues. This is not a channeled book, but a book reflecting the experience of the traveler through many realms as real as the one before your face. If you also dare to be a traveler into unseen realms, this book will guide you safely.
happened? When happened?
Are we ready to start?
What happened?
Well, first I want to start. Nelly got involved with this thing called dowsing. Did you know what the dowsing was all about?
So anyway,
and
she got involved with this thing called dowsing.
Be through Mary Kett. Mary Kett was
like the pendulum swinging over.
Yeah. You know, she made a connection with
or before.
And I didn't think too much of it. People get
into her as a macrobiotic.
Always into having
I didn't think too much of it.
Past lives and stuff like that.
It's all great. Nellie was always having psychics come over and telling her
when she got involved in this dowsing.
Like that. It's all craziness.
This is just a phase she's going through.
So when she got involved,
for hours. Just staring at the
much of it. I just thought it was
waving this pendulum over all these numbers, and then
but you'll do it for hours, just staring at the pendulum,
and somehow that was
over all these things
of the universe. Or if we went
numbers, and she would put them in these stars,
barcode was some sort of
destroying the evil energies of the universe.
Eliminate before we could eat the food. You know, it was like weird stuff like that.
I had a barcode. The barcode was some.
It doesn't hurt.
That she had to eliminate before she could eat the food.
Involved in this to the extent where
like that. I thought
very, very, very important. And
into this to the extent where it became
Oklahoma.
Very, very important. And
you can't go to Oklahoma and the kids
go to Oklahoma and
we can't afford it.
Go to Oklahoma. The kids are going to be going to school. I mean, 5 days. You're going to be that way.
This is important for you, you know.
And she hung up on me.
I'm going to have to get the kids.
You. So I talked to
after
client we worked with, who was a lawyer.
I didn't know what to do.
This is my situation, and she's acting really.
There's a client that we work with.
So.
I said, you know, what am I going to do? This
is my legalese, you know?
I'm scared. So,
if you don't send the kids home, we're going to have to take this
legal. For the lawyer.
So maybe scare her. So, and just
if you don't send the kids home. We're
but even before that letter.
Well, just to maybe scare her and.
Thank you.
Get excited for Goop's brand new AM FM radio. Great for detecting magnetic fields and dirty electricity. Versatility and low cost meet in an old-fashioned radio that offers AM, FM, and 7-band shortwave stations. That's all fine, but for our purposes, dial to a quiet section of the AM band and use this detector to sniff for sources of AC magnetic fields and dirty electricity. The sound of loud static hissing and crackling is unmistakable. The pitch of the sound corresponds to the frequency of the fields present, and the loudness corresponds to the strength. Check around dimmer switches, outlets, appliances, lighting, and computers. Also has a 3.5mm mono earphone jack and telescoping antenna. Operates on 3-volt DC or 2 AA batteries, not included. $18.95.
I'll get it tomorrow.
Wanna hear it?
Does it sound bad? What? Yeah, I'll hear it.
Depressing, but it's the same one. Mommy, can we keep wrote me on the back? I'll let her. Give Claire a sending you a copy of a recent letter she's done and information about the cold awareness of the South relation to them. Yeah. Put some cold water in there.
Has made contact with them. That is why I had to leave the state. Sending you this letter, hoping you would understand the nuances of the problem. I want you to know that we.
This is the George residence. We can't come to the phone right now, but if you have your name, phone number, and message, and the time, we will return your call.
George, this is Joy Marciano. The housekeeper.
you're ready.
A religious cult in Guthrie may have had connection with David Koresh and the Branch Davidian sect in Waco, Texas, a Guthrie police official said Friday. The official, who asked not to be identified, said he received inquiries from federal agencies about a possible connection between the Samaritan Foundation, located in the old territorial jail at 214 West Noble, and the Branch Davidians. He said the inquiries came before the spring standoff in Waco between federal agents and Koresh and his followers. The Samaritan Foundation's existence became public knowledge Thursday during an emergency child custody hearing in the courtroom of Logan County Associate District Judge Penny Howard. Jonathan George, 42, of Somerville, Massachusetts, was in Guthrie to regain custody of his two children, Neves George, 7, and Rami Michael George, 4. The children's mother, Nellie George, 40, had brought them to Guthrie on September 2nd. The Beirut, Lebanon native told her husband she wanted to spend 10 days in Guthrie at a seminar. He said she described it to him as the chance of a lifetime. Jonathan George said that once the children's mother arrived in Guthrie, he had difficulty reaching her or the children by phone and could only leave messages on an answering machine belonging to Linda Green, head of the Samaritan Foundation. He said he had spoken to the children a total of 12 minutes since they arrived in Guthrie. Nellie George testified she decided she did not want to go back to her husband and filed for separate maintenance. Jonathan George, a contractor who said he does the fine finish work for the television show This Old House, then sought help from Massachusetts state courts. A judge there granted him temporary custody of the children on October 5th. He came to Oklahoma to get the children. Howard ruled Friday that the children were to return to Massachusetts with their father because the state had jurisdiction and because it is the children's home state. During the course of the hearing that began Thursday, the children's father said he was afraid for them to remain in Guthrie because of his wife's bizarre behavior that began 18 months ago. That was about the time she began receiving literature from the Samaritan Foundation, he said. He said she began swinging a pendulum over things, including the children, to remove evil. He said she would place a circular drawing under groceries because the foundation's writing said the universal price code, also called a barcode, was evil. She placed the same drawing under the children's pillows, he said. Jonathan George said the literature his wife had received was signed with the name Linda Green. It referred to zombies, vampires, and the Antichrist. Much of it was violent in nature, he said. The Oklahoman obtained a copy of the writings, which cautioned believers not to talk on the telephone because vampires can gain access to them. Another describes President Clinton as an animal mutant zombie, First Lady Hillary Clinton as a three-virtue type zombie, and Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein as a five-virtue zombie. Jonathan George's attorney, Richard L. Weldon of Chickasha, said Green claims in her writings that she is Christ because she willingly gave her soul so that all of yours could survive. Claire Carbone, Jonathan George's sister, said of her sister-in-law, "That woman is not Nellie. Nellie is a sweet, beautiful mother. She must be hypnotized." Carbone said Nellie George is very bright, speaks Arabic, French, and English, and is an accomplished potter. Nellie George testified Thursday that she and the children were living at the former territorial jail at 214 West Noble. She said she shared living quarters and meals with at least 7 other adults and 2 children. She described Green and Green's husband, Dennis, as her friends and said she came to Guthrie to see them. She denied Linda Green was her teacher and denied being a member of the Samaritan Foundation. In court Friday, Nellie George said she moved on Thursday to the Greens' home, 909 Mockingbird, which is for sale. She said she and the children plan to live there in exchange for taking care of the house. She said Dennis Green travels and Linda Green now lives at 301 2nd Street. After the judge gave her husband permission to take the children back to Massachusetts, Nellie George vowed, "They'll be back with me soon." Ellie Sutter, October 16th, 1993.
Introducing the Acousticom 2 by Goop. Simplicity without compromise. A reliable RF meter with an economy price. Great for checking radio waves from smart meters, Wi-Fi, cell phones and towers, and just about every RF source you are likely to encounter at home or in the office. Covers an amazing 200 to 8,000 megahertz with 6 decibel accuracy. 8 LED light bar indicates field strength in volts per meter, so it is very easy to interpret and has a very fast reaction time. Best of all, it has a dual sound feature which you can turn off if you want. Demodulated sounds allow you to hear intensive, and with a small amount of practice, what type of device is creating the microwave signal. Plus, an alarm sounder which emits a pulsing warning at higher exposure levels. The internal antenna is at the upper back of the case. Signals are best measured when the source is behind the instrument. Uses 19-volt battery included.
Led by Linda Green, the Samaritan Foundation taught and practiced dowsing, or pendulum swinging over different charts to ascertain spiritual answers. For years remained a monastery by the Samaritan, and housed the group seminars as well as many of its members. A handful of children also lived in the converted prison. Instigated by media investigations linking the Samaritans to other cults of the time, as well as by a custody battle over two children living in the prison, the doors of the prison were left against shutters after the Department of Human Services deemed the structure unfit to be safely living in. The building remains unoccupied, but is rumored to be inhabited by ghosts from times past. Restoration of the instrument is being followed or left. Voices have been heard echoing back in their heads. According to witness accounts, a woman's voice can be heard singing throughout the main level of the building. The woman has also been noticed walking the grounds outside the prison, and on occasion attempting to cross the street of Noble Avenue. Some people believe she is a prostitute, but others think she was a prominent member of the Nazarene Church. Still others speculate she may be the spirit of John Price, a former member of the Samaritan Foundation, who stepped in front of a speeding train after she was dismissed from the prison. She was said to be holding a little dog and smiling as she left this world. I don't remember much about living in the prison, but I remember that my oldest memories were there. I remember walking around, men sleeping on makeshift cots. I remember meeting Linda Green, and I remember little dog. I also remember climbing between the bed sheets of a leaning mattress, pressing a stuffed lobster into the crotch of my pants. I don't remember being forcibly removed by police, nor do I remember the safe house where we were kept for a few days during the custody battle. I do remember those reoccurring nightmares trapped in a building with endless tunnels, elevators, and stairs leading to nowhere. I remember the witches and monsters that haunted that space. And that time the witch killed my father and tricked me into prayer. It's only 20 years later that I make the connections to the building once lived.
If you douse on the to-do chart, restore single identity, then the following questions can help you determine the roots of the problem. How many people am I? How many people are me? How many names do I have? How many consciousnesses am I? How many consciousnesses do I have? How many identities do I have? How many personalities do I have? How many people am I wiped into? Or how many people are wiped into me? Am I Gwyneth? How old am I? How many evil birthdays do I have? How many death frequencies are in my auric field? If you find that you have multiple identities, try to identify if the major problem is due to yourself or other people in you. Often there are multiple planes of causation. You may need to identify which part of your aura is out or has foreign material within it. Goop.